We get signal. Main screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about Hacker Spaces. This here little radio program about Hacker Spaces.
Hi, this is William from Texas, and we're checking in live from the GNOME 3 release party at the Revelation Space Hackerspace in Den Haag, the Netherlands. And I'm just getting reactions from the GNOME 3 release, and here I have an interested young man who wants to tell us his impressions of GNOME 3. Hi, sir. What's your name?
I'm Jelle de Jong.
Jelle de Jong. How are you doing, Jelle?
I'm fine.
Yeah, it's goed.
Yeah,
alles goed, man. Yeah, cool. All right. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a freelance technical maintainer of server infrastructure.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And you helped out. I remember you from the GuadEC 2010, right?
I did the GuadEC networking.
You were the networker guy for GuadEC 2010.
Exactly.
All right. And you use GNOME on a daily basis, huh?
No.
No, you don't. No, you're a KDE man.
No, I'm also not a KDE.
What are you?
I'm a terminal man.
A terminal man. Ooh, this guy is advanced. Okay.
But I use GNOME for some client systems and all that other stuff.
You're familiar with GNOME. What you usually use 2.3 or some 2.32.
Exactly.
Yeah? Okay. And what do you think of what you saw today?
I think I'm gonna miss the taskbar, and there is no menu yet for the mouse to enlarge the mouse. Icons for visual impaired people.
Right.
So I'm missing a lot of usability stuff yet. And I think it will be difficult to get used to GNOME 3.
Yeah, it's definitely a radical shift.
Yeah.
Although I've heard that a lot of accessibility features are really built into this GNOME release.
Yeah,
so maybe it's just something you have to experiment with.
I know GNOME stands for usability. It's the best Linux desktop environment with usability features.
Absolutely.
So I use it for almost all clients, user-based clients.
Yeah.
So that's good.
But, okay.
Yeah, I think it will get a long time to get used to it.
It's something new. Yeah, maybe after this first release, then we'll see something that can really be deployed on a large number of desktops.
Maybe 3.2.
Yeah, 3.2. Okay. Well, it's certainly exciting times. So
definitely.
I hope that we'll see you on some GNOME 3 away from the terminal in the future.
Maybe the desktop summit.
Yeah, away from that complicated stuff and something more simple.
I think desktop is maybe the most complicated thing with the usability design or the HIG guidelines of GNOME.
Yeah.
So I think they lay down a good baseline.
Yeah.
And I hope there will be a lot of useful applications that follow the HIG guidelines. And create a very user-friendly environment for the complete line of applications. Because that's mostly the main thing with the desktop environment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Cheers. again. This is William from Texas. And I'm here at the GNOME 3 release party in The Hague, the Netherlands. And I'm here with, well, what's your name, sir?
Joris.
Joris. Joris. Hi, Joris is here at the GNOME 3 party at the Revelation Hackerspace. And Joris has seen GNOME 3. I don't know if you've used it. Have you used it yet?
I only use it on my netbook.
You've used it on your netbook and your little.
The adapted one from the NetUbuntu one.
Yeah, from NetUbuntu. And so you've used it for like actually some time, or you just tried it out?
No, I use it all the time on my netbook. So daily use
already.
Yeah, like email. Okay. So it looks almost the same as GNOME 3 now.
Yeah.
So.
And how do you like it?
I like it for nice. It's clean. It's mean. I think it's fast.
Yeah, it's fast. Okay. And when did you start using this one?
Like GNOME in general?
Oh, no. GNOME 3. I mean.
GNOME 2. No, I use GNOME 2.
Oh, you GNOME 2.3. Yeah. Okay. Okay. But you've seen GNOME 3 here today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think?
Like I said, like it's fast, it's like small, so it looks ready for like small screens, not only the big ones, less bloated with unnecessary things. So I like the clean desktop, so taskbar, I'm not missing it, I'm not missing the menu.
Yeah.
I like the fact that I click on the activities button, and then
and you see everything. So yeah, everything pops up.
Yeah.
Okay, well it's definitely a change, isn't it?
It's a real change.
Like but what do you think about this change? Do you think that this change will make you use your computer better, or do you think that this will slow you down?
I think as you get used to
honestly,
it.
Honestly, you have to get used to it. It's something new.
If I look at the thoughts behind the things, so not how it works, but it's made up that people are not clicking all the time on all the places. You run one application, use it, and then the next one. So from that point of view, it will speed up my activities.
Yeah, you'll actually be using a few things more efficiently.
Yeah, because only have a browser open, an editor, or a word processor. So why should it open all the time, all the applications quickly?
Okay, yeah. And it's beautiful too, you have to admit.
It looks like looks clean.
It looks clean, clean and.
I'm waiting for the new the teams showing up for the GNOME.
That's true, okay. Well, thank you very much,
You're
sir,
welcome.
For your opinion, and enjoy GNOME 3.
Thank you.
Yeah, cheers.
This is GMC live from the studio Rev Space in The Hague, and with me is Hans. Well, we call him Hans. Hans G. Hans G. Good evening. You are one of the prime suspects, I believe, of this evening, this GNOME 3 release party in The Hague.
Good evening.
Yeah. Happy with how it went? I mean,
yes.
We're nearing the end of the evening. People are slowly going home. I mean, it's a weekday after all. Why did you start to organize this?
Well, Reinhard S. asked on the mailing list if some people were interested in organizing a GNOME 3 release party, and I thought it would be nice to have a party in the space, so I said yes.
Obviously. I mean, The Hague is the GNOME capital of the Netherlands. We had Guadec last year.
Yes, Guadec was great.
Yeah, you've been there. Are you happy with the number of people that showed up?
Yes, definitely. It was slightly more people than expected, so that was good.
Cool.
And it was nice to see a lot of people, and they all were pretty interested in GNOME, actually. And
so we also had some stations set up to demo GNOME Shell. What were people's reactions to? You've been mostly at those stations. Did they like it?
Yes, well, people were surprised about how visually appealing it is, I guess. So that got a lot of positive responses. Some people, of course, had to complain that some buttons were not on the places where they used to find them, etc. So,
of course, yeah.
You always have people which are resistant to any change. So
it's new, it's different, yeah.
Exactly. But overall, I think mostly positive.
Okay, so you yourself, you're working for Red Hat. Does Red Hat have a GNOME in its release already?
Not in the official Red Hat products, so in Red Hat Enterprise Linux, but in Fedora 15, which is now entering beta, we do have GNOME 3, and we will be the first distribution to have a release out which is completely based on GNOME 3.
Okay, cool. And do you expect other distros to follow?
OpenSUSE will follow pretty quickly with GNOME 3 support, as far as I know. And I guess most distributions will switch to GNOME 3.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm excited about it. It looks very slick. There are some tweaks that I personally would make. I think you had the same feeling, because there is already like a package that installs some tweaking opportunities, right?
Yes. There is an application which you can install through your package manager, which is called GNOME Tweak Tool. And that allows you to change a few settings which some people are not happy with the defaults.
Okay.
Like, there is no minimize button on the window bar, and a lot of people like to have a minimize button, so you can put it back, etc.
That's been a controversial issue indeed. Well, there's many controversial issues. Still, I do like the result. I do have some controversial issues with it myself. Just one, actually. But I'm sure I can get that fixed somehow, and then it will be perfect for me. Well, Hans, thank you.
You're welcome.
It was a nice evening, and I'm glad we were here. So let's go back to some music.
Actually, thank you.
I have to tell the people what music I played. I had a song by Spintronic to start off with. I forgot what the title was. Then we went to a song by Plesside, Radioactive Elephants. And up now is Lorenzo's music with You Got to Feel It Tonight.
Your favorite shirt, the wind ain't hot, but it's gone.
and we're here at the Revelation Hackerspace. And I'm just going to get a couple more thoughts about GNOME 3 here. Sir, what's your name?
It's Vincent.
Vincent, yeah. How you doing, Vincent?
I'm doing great.
And I understand that you did see the GNOME 3 presentation here. What do you think? Honestly, give me what you think. The good points, some of the bad points too. Tell me all of your thoughts.
The good thing.
Yeah, tell the good things.
It looks very nice.
Yeah.
It looks pretty smooth too.
Yeah.
It's definitely pretty good on the usability. It has some nice things, but there's also some things that you need to know.
So like what? Not, for example.
I just heard there, we have put a plate there, it's like the listeners can't see it. But people uh-huh. write down the pros and the cons they find.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things is that you don't have a minimalization thingy to press
the,
on.
The famous minimize button controversy.
Yes, and you need to install GNOME Tweak Tools
mm-hmm.
and start it to be able to enable it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things.
Well,
the other thing is,
yeah.
if you shut down your laptop, you go to the right upper part of your screen and you only see suspend.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard somebody tell that if you press the Alt button, you will magically see there turn off.
The Alt button. So you have to know the Alt button
you have to know.
If you want to turn off your computer ever again.
It's great, but you have to know some things.
You have to learn about your system. Heaven
yeah.
forbids
yeah.
that your system help you do something.
Yeah,
yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, I heard another person here tonight also say that you can't put icons on your desktop without the GNOME tweaks, this tool,
right.
this special tool.
Yeah.
What do you think? How do you feel about
I think
having to install
I
the
think
separate
it's
tool?
It's a very bad choice. I think they should have left the minimize option and the create links on desktop option
yeah.
enabled.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know if this GNOME tweaks, is this included with GNOME 3? Or do you have to install this as
you
a separate...
It's included in the packages, but you have to install it.
But you have to know where it is and to activate.
I think, I'm not sure about it. I think you have to install it before you can start it.
Yeah, it wasn't very clear from the presentation.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so that's interesting. So it's cleaner, but then cleaning removes some of the things. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Why would they do this?
I think they think it's a better user experience.
Yeah.
They say they want to keep the things simple and...
Interesting. Yeah. Well, this certainly contrasts with this certainly contrasts with KDE and a lot of things that the KDE camp is doing, where they give you all the options, which sometimes is a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And besides that, it looks like Windows and it's very awful. Oops.
So, well, yeah. we've got this new GNOME 3 interface, which looks like nothing else. You have to admit it's something completely new.
That's right.
But okay, so it's got its pros and cons. Well.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your thoughts, Vincent.
You're welcome.
All right, cheers.
Thank you.
Just anyone listen to you. Have a good year.
Hey!
Will you have a good year, my friend?
Sure.
Wait,
but anyone
else, please!
I'll say it to him.
Précurseurs du rendez-vous, c'est bon, c'est
fini,
sûr.
We'll be right back.
Non, eux, c'est des tocards.
Je crois, ouais. On va pas y aller.
Non, on peut, on a pas de temps, on va au but. Viens pour vous. C'est de la balle. On revient, ok.
Ok.
See you guys. We love you.
Et bonne année à tous.
Yeah. You got it.
Mec, viens, monte ton cul, je viens de le faire. Eh, je vais me taper.
Bonne année. Bonne année. Bonne année.
Que 2010 soit rempli de tout ce que vous aimez, du sexe, de la musique, du théâtre, tout ce que vous aimez les gens, de l'argent, mais surtout du kiff,
Attends, oui, putain, c'est quoi sérieux? Deux secondes, c'est bon, là, on est dans la rue, on a fini nos bières, là, on va boire un coup, Mephisto, là, dépêchez-vous. Non, il n'y a plus personne, là, on est parti. Pourquoi vous faites quoi, ça, dis-moi. À poil? Non! Mais putain, mais oh, les mecs, ils sont tous cassés là, on est en route pour là-bas.
Okay, that that's kind of a weird remix, actually, of Sebastian Grammont, Mission 2010 remix. It's a bonus track on the album with the same title. So the great thing about this this whole GNOME 3 thing, interface, it's basically a lot of JavaScript, CSS. So it's pretty easy to modify how it works, how it look, what it looks like, the interaction, and that's actually what a lot of people are doing. So I was mentioning the alt tab functionality. I mean, it's I group my my windows or my window manager together. Like I have terminals that deal with a customer, for example. I have other terminals on another virtual desktop that deal with a signal show, and basically when I'm on one of these virtual desktops in GNOME 2, I used to press alt tab and I could cycle through all the windows on that virtual desktop, so all the activities that are associated with the particular task that I'm working on. Now with GNOME Shell, the default behavior is a bit different. I mean, the applications are grouped together, so all terminal windows actually are grouped together, and I can only cycle through the groups with alt tab. But luckily, Justin, someone came up with a modification, a plugin or an extension for GNOME Shell that restores the old alt tab behavior that I'm so used to, and that for me is the only thing that was stopping me from diving into GNOME Shell full time. So I'm glad the release is there, and people can now start releasing some nice extensions and whatnot.
So here I am. This is William from Texas, and I'm doing a sort of interview with a wall, so to speak. I'm standing in front of a large board that has been erected here in the Revelation Hackerspace in Den Haag, and it's got GNOME 3 written across the top of it. Now, on one half of this it says likes, and on the other half it says dislikes. And I'm just going to go through and read off a couple of things from it, just sort of get both sides of the debate. Now, on the likes side, it's definitely got several things that say things about visuals. The visuals are very nice, that it's clean, it's fast, it's mean, it's lean. The activities screen and the window grouping are very nice. Also, especially, someone says that no taskbar is very nice. But on the other side, I have to say that it says no taskbar is not nice. Windows snapping to one half or whole screen is definitely appreciated. Definitely, the good things about GNOME 3 are the visuals. People seem to like how it looks and how it operates from a visual perspective. On the other side, I have to say that some things are people are disliking about this, or that it's not what it used to be. It's not what people are used to. Where is my taskbar? The minimize, maximize buttons are missing. The reboot button, where is it? You have to use Alt. How do they make icons and links onto the desktop? There are some things that the usability things from old versions of GNOME, and indeed from other user interfaces like KDE or Windows or Mac, there's some things that are changed, and people feel that these are things that we are still using. How will this impact the future of GNOME 3? Well, will people adopt it even though it looks very nice? That's a very good question. We'll wait and see. Cheers.
I have lost all
this is William, and I'm back here with that Revelation Hackerspace in Den Haag. And I'm here with Reinout. Reinout, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Yeah, all right. Reinout was kind enough to give us a presentation of the GNOME 3 earlier today. And now we've all been playing with it on the test computers, and I think we've had a generally positive experience. Reinout, what's your involvement with the GNOME 3, and what are your impressions of it?
Well, my involvement has not been that big, actually. I've helped out a bit with the Dutch translations, of course, as I always do.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe my biggest contribution was actually helping to organize GuarDec last year, where all those hackers who were actually coding GNOME 3
helping advance
coming together.
And it was a big success last year, wasn't it?
We got a lot of positive comments. I'm very happy about that, indeed.
Mm-hmm. And then and bringing everyone together last summer, and then it has really helped put together a fine product, a fine package that we see today here.
I agree, and this is the 3.0 version, but there's a lot more in store for the 3.2 and the following versions.
And do you use GNOME 3 today on your current desktop?
Not yet. For my I have two laptops. My work laptop is still running Fedora 14.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a bit stable because I use it for my work,
right.
And my home laptop is currently using the latest Mandriva version, which has GNOME 2.32, and I'm actually waiting until the sort of successor or fork of Mandriva, Magaya, comes out, where I can install the latest.
Which means magic in Greek, by the way.
It does.
Magaya is coming with GNOME 3 on it.
Maybe. I think it might be.
I heard that from Stanley.
Olaf Witters here, chiming in. Yes, Magaya will come with GNOME 3.
Yeah, I heard that from Stanley.
Okay, cool. Is this 3 or is this 3.1? Or is this some like a more...
I think 3.
A 3. Sure. Okay. And are you using GNOME 3, Olaf?
Not at my main workstation, because I also use Mandriva, and I don't have it yet. Only... on my laptop, but I don't use it that often.
So it seems, talking with the both of you guys, that you're waiting for one of these stable distributions to come out with GNOME 3 before you guys actually make the switch. You're not switching to the package itself directly.
There are no packages yet. I don't mind unstable packages or anything, but there are no packages. And I don't want to compile it myself.
Yeah. Okay.
That's nice for testing, but not for daily usage.
Right.
If you have a lot of time left, then maybe you could compile it yourself. I don't have that much spare time. You have to set your priorities straight.
Right. Okay, but when the distributions come out with their next version, then you'll give it a try. Huh?
Absolutely,
give it a go. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Do you guys see any positive benefits from GNOME 3? Do you?
Less annoyance from notifications.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I think the fact that it uses the latest 3D acceleration technologies is a very positive thing. I mean, this wasn't possible 9 years ago when GNOME 2 came out, and now we have all this fast hardware with the beautiful graphics and all. And well, I think it's a good thing to use that to the maximum extent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, a lot of users here tonight have commented on how nice it looks. It's just a really nice looking environment. It's clean, it's fast. This definitely seems like a positive for the end user, that they can go in and do what they want in an environment that's quick and responsive to what they need. Any drawbacks do you see?
A lot of people say, well, it works completely different than I'm used to, and I think that's a valid comment, a valid critique. I could see how that for some people could be a drawback. For me, I think it's very, very easy to get used to. And for instance, you have the hot corner in the top left on GNOME Shell, And once you've used that a couple of times, you start flicking your mouse to the corner if you're using GNOME 2 again, and then
it works.
You think, oh, why doesn't it work? Oh, yeah. So it's very easy to get used to, in my opinion.
Okay, and then do you think that once you've made the switch to GNOME 3, do you think, GNOME 2.3, okay, that's just going to be old technology?
Old technology, it's still going to be used for quite a few years. Mm. If you realize that, for instance, Red Hat is it has to support its software for a pretty long time. Mm. It's for the upcoming years, you won't see the GNOME 2 interface disappear. But it's a slow process, but yeah, it's coming.
So you think that GNOME is really planning for the future here?
I do.
Yeah. All right. Any closing words about GNOME 3, Olaf?
Made of easy.
Made of easy,
yes.
Indeed.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys very much.
All right.
Cheers.
Okay. Space Hackerspace with Vincent, Vinny we call him. How you doing, Vinny?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
He's doing very well and thanks us. Vinny, you saw the presentation of GNOME 3 tonight.
Yeah.
Anything you particularly enjoyed?
Well, I particularly enjoyed the guy doing the movies.
The movies?
Yeah, and...
that was Reinouts. That was our friend Reinouts, yeah, who is the Dutch translator. Is that the movie guy that you're talking about?
Yes, yes. He had a real professional thing about it. It was done really well.
It was extraordinarily well done. I do admit. That was top-notch presentation work, and I'm just sad that we didn't record that for our international audience out there.
Yes, I am too.
Seriously now.
What did I really enjoy?
Well, yeah, exactly.
I didn't have the chance to play with GNOME 3 yet, so I...
But we've got about three or four machines
I played with it after
you did play
the demo.
After the demo, right.
During the demo, I really enjoyed the whole window management stuff.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was really well thought out.
Yeah. They've got this thing where you can move the windows around between different desktops, and that's quite... It's good, I think.
I like the dual window snapping.
That's cool. You can do half and half, or you can do like a whole window.
Exactly.
That's
one of the feature I think I'm gonna like it.
Yeah. Do you use different workspaces?
Yes.
Are you one of these people?
Yeah. I use different workspaces. I use four workspaces. I move around a lot. I have a lot of windows open at all times.
What do you do for a profession, may I ask?
I am a system integrator, I guess.
Okay.
I work with Office. Applications and office related server stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So my work is done mostly in terminals.
Mm-hmm.
And a bit in browsers, of course.
Browsers and terminals. So you've got like a terminal, one terminal open, and then a browser, and then in a different workspace, you've got like a different work stream going on.
Well, I got like 8 terminals and 2 browsers open in one workspace, and then another 4 or 5 terminals and 2 or 3 browser windows in another workspace. And
so GNOME 3 will be like a godsend for you, basically.
I think it will. As I haven't worked with it, I don't know, but I think it will be easier for me to do my work.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What's your current setup right now? What do you use?
I'm a Debian user.
Okay.
I run Debian Unstable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to trickle in the next few weeks.
In a while.
I expect to be using it in a few weeks' time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you very much, Vincent. Thank you. Thank you for answering your questions. Do you have anything else? One last zinger to say about the GNOME 3?
I don't have any zingers. I just want to thank you for this interview.
You're very welcome. Thank you, sir. Very much. Good night.
Good.
Tu fais partie à part entière de la
Je fais partie à part entière.
standing here with Michel. Michel is a visitor from out of town. And Michel was here and saw the GNOME 3 presentation. Now, Michel, how did this GNOME 3 make you feel?
I felt lucky and privileged to have witnessed this new unveiling of this remarkable interface system.
I understand that you're not one of these hardcore terminal users. Now, Michel, GNOME 3 is something that's kind of a little bit advanced for this time and space.
It's extremely intuitive, and it's quite remarkable as how I'm playing on it right now as we speak, actually.
And you're having absolutely no
windows,
problems
closing them, moving them around.
I might say that Michel is not a typical Linux user. He actually comes to Linux as more of from a user perspective, and it's quite amazing. He's flicking between screens as I watch him right now, and it's really quite amazing.
Stuff, moving it into the activities window, and you know all that. It's
What can you say about GNOME 3 and its impact on the future of, say, Windows machines and Macintosh machines? How would you say that the release of this new software impacts the user interface world of computers in general?
I think these companies better look out, because it seems the hacker community is far more advanced than anything that they have got going on right now.
Well, there you have it. Clearly the bar has been raised, and with GNOME 3 released today at this party right here in Den Haag, there's clearly a new standard for user interfaces in computers, and Windows and Macintosh better watch out, because there's a new player in town, and it's called GNOME. Thank you very much, Michel, and we'll catch up later, all right?
So, with that, that was the last interview. I want to thank my friend William from Texas. He actually lives in The Hague, but that's a detail. He's just the kind of guy you can give an MP3 recorder at a party, and he'll record something interesting. So, thanks for saving my ass here, because, we had to fill this hour on rather a last notice. But that's how we roll at Signal. It doesn't matter. Well, I'm going to say goodbye. I had a lot of fun. It was a great party tonight. I hope you got to taste some of that in the show we did with the interviews. I don't have anything to say anymore. So, goodbye, good night, and until the next time.
listening to the radio program about hackers.